This is episode 1 of Podcasting Your Ministry. In this episode, I will introduce podcasting and how it can become a powerful support tool to all of the key ministries of the church and beyond. It could even lead to a whole new kind of missional community. This is Jonathan Dennison. I'm your host for Podcasting Your Ministry. Joining me today is a group of inspiring individuals who are all interested in answering the same question: what is podcasting? How about each of you introduce yourselves and share a quick thought on what you'd like to do with your own podcast?
Okay, I'm Jeb Carpenter. I'm a middle and high school teacher and also do youth ministry at my church, and I could see using podcasting in both of those areas.
Greetings. My name is Spencer Boone, and I am interested in just getting my voice out there and seeing where it goes from there. I want to entertain people and give them something to listen to.
Awesome. So your show right now is kind of TBD. You're going to feel that out as you go.
Exactly.
Good plan.
I'm Hamilton Boone. I'm Spencer's father. I'm interested in the podcasting end of things to bring our founding fathers back into the mix of the ministry.
Cool. All right. So what is this show, Podcasting Your Ministry, about? It's about realizing the use of podcasting within the scope of ministry as a supporting tool to expand the vision of the church's ministry, to reinforce a message, and to serve as a tool for building communities. So this episode specifically is about what is podcasting. I'll provide a personal example first. On my iPhone, I receive a lot of radio shows and video shows of all sorts with varying themes, from computer technology to church AV tech to interviews with artists and how they just create and think and work. There's shows about buying houses. Right now I'm house hunting, so I'm listening to shows with home inspectors and what they see and what they warn you to watch for. I also listen to, of all things, gasp, podcasts about podcasting, and even shows about caring for my pet cats. So where do I listen to these shows? Well, I listen to them wherever I want to on my own schedule. I subscribe to the shows and download them, and when I'm ready, I listen to them. So I could be in the car, I could be setting the stage for a church worship service, I could be, I listen to them when I'm showering, or when I'm taking a walk, or I'm at work. There's plenty of times when I can't sit down and watch a video or read an article, but I can listen to content, lots of content. It is these niche topics I want to hear about from personalities that I enjoy listening to. It is actually, for me right now, the greatest source for new information. It's where I learn all of the stuff. I don't really get to read many books right now, so these podcasts are everything for me when it comes to growing. One of the things I like the most about the shows that I listen to is how they treat their audience and their shows as a community. They have multiple ways of interacting with them, asking questions, whether it's through a button on their website that allows you to leave an audio voicemail, or a live chat system, or a forum, or just a commentary thing within each post on their website for each of their episodes. And it's one of the most powerful parts of it, that it's not just an audio broadcast. It is a dialogue. It's because of this effect that podcasts have on me that I'm convinced that churches should also pursue podcasting. What about you guys? What sort of effect does podcasting have in your life?
For me, it definitely saves some time and allows me to gain information in time that otherwise is kind of wasting. I have a 22-mile commute one way to work, so I teach science, so I listen to a thing called Science Friday, and that's been really helpful and keeps me fresh, and I can see how in youth ministry it might be really beneficial for the students that we have to be able to hear things that they liked that we've presented, or share them with their friends that weren't here to hear things that were presented.
Those are good points. I think it's a way to carry on the dialogue. I use podcasts a lot on my phone. I work at multiple hospitals, so I drive between hospitals, and I have to sit and wait for surgeries to start. And it allows me to keep up with a lot of information that's daily being brought to the front and stay up with current events. I like to follow facts. a way I think it really work in churches, especially at Trinity, is with the guys' breakfast. They have gentlemen that come in and young men that come in and give their testimony of what it was like to before Christ and what brought them to Christ and what it's like today. And I think that's a perfect venue for a podcasting to carry that forward, not just hear it a few select men and boys that are at the breakfast that morning capture that, but they can actually spread the message out farther.
And that's something where you could even go to the extent of being able to interview even more people than what you can get, you know, at your occasional men's breakfast. If you run into someone else out in the street and you've got your recorder, you can meet them and say, hey, can we sit down for a moment? Can you just tell me your story that you just told me? Because this is awesome. I want to share this. And you can begin to create more episodes and inspire more people than just those that can get to that breakfast.
Once a month.
Yeah.
The speakers at those breakfasts are outstanding. I've only been to one, however, because they start at something awful like 6:30 or 7 in the morning. So again, podcasting would be excellent for that.
Yeah, if I can get up for that, I mean, you know, it's worth hearing. Food ain't half bad either.
What about you, Spencer? How much have you been able to dive into podcasting so far?
Whenever I'm in my dad's car, I always end up hearing his podcasts, so I find them to be pretty interesting. I could use it during my life because, like, it's helping you to keep up with what's going on. You know, it helps you learn new things. It helps you to spread the word and just get things going. You know, it's easier to send a text to somebody, say, hey, look this up, you know, just share it. It's something that I think that really would help boost the church ministry to levels that I think it needs to go.
With his age, he's 14. He's starting to develop his own opinions and to be able to bring those opinions forward for other 14 or 15 or 16-year-olds or adults to hear, to understand what his thought process is and how they see different events in the day and how he sees my way of raising him versus Penny and our way of raising him versus other families and behaviors of other kids and behaviors of other adults.
And that's one of the great things about podcasting is because it really is, when it's done in the way I think is done right, it is really a dialogue that when he puts out his show, he will have the opportunity to interact with other people who listen to it. They'll respond to them, give him their thoughts. And then in his next show, he could respond to those. And say, you know, so-and-so said this, this, and this. Or he could actually, if they gave him like a voicemail through Google Voice or something like that, he can just play back their message and then respond to them. And so now they get to hear themselves on his show, and that's, for some people, that's really cool. So,
you get to be on the air.
So we've described the effect that podcasts have in our lives, but what makes something a podcast? What is, kind of at its core, what is a podcast? And by the basic definition, it is a subscription-based, time-shifted radio broadcast. I mean, it's something that's recorded media, and then it is published to the internet through a special kind of feed called an RSS feed. And when you subscribe to it, as new episodes are created, you're able to just download them. They're on your device, they're on your computer, and you listen to them whenever you want.
So it's basically like Netflix that you listen to.
Yes. It's just like Netflix. It's something you can subscribe to. The only difference is
it's free.
It is free.
And you're not tied to a chair to watch it.
Absolutely. Although it's sometimes nice to listen to a podcast while sitting in a really comfy chair and waking up halfway through and having to hit rewind. Podcasts are on demand. They're on your own schedule. Now, podcasts come in different formats, whether it's video or audio. And it's kind of like a blog because it's episodic. But here's one of the big differences, and here's why I would encourage doing specifically an audio podcast. With videos, you have to sit down and watch them. You have to give it your undivided attention. You can't be doing anything else. Although some people hit play on a video and just push it in the background on their computer and do other things, but you're kind of tied down. What's wrong with just doing a written blog? You can put all of this same quality content in a written blog. But the trick is most people, on average, allocate about 15 minutes in a day to sit down, and read a blog. Now, with audio, though, like I said, it's on demand. It's anytime and it's anywhere. Like I described earlier, you could be doing anything. You could be running in the morning. You could be exercising at Trinity Fitness. You could be driving to work or driving home. Or you could be fishing.
For after all, this is about becoming better fishers of men.
I like it. Now, podcasts are also, they're not just a repository of recordings. It's about communication. It's about dialogue. It's two-way communication. Podcasts are also one of the fastest growing forms of new media out there right now. You've got other things like YouTube, and you've got blogs, but podcasts, here's a good reason, and something I heard from the Podcast Answer Man, a really great podcast about podcasting. YouTube has, if I heard correctly, 72 hours of new content every minute being put onto YouTube. Imagine getting yourself found in the middle of all of that. But there's only about 200,000 podcasts out there right now. Now, podcasts are expected sometime in 2013 or 2014 to really go mainstream. So this would be a great time for churches to jump in before the market really starts to fill up and before potentially some strange restriction shows up. Who knows? But right now, podcasts have no FCC regulations, nothing else like that. And so one of the other great things about podcasts is that it's your show done how you want, your format, your timing. There's nothing that stops you from making the show that you want to make except your own time.
Don't we already have our sermons podcasted?
Technically, we do. They are a recording, and they are on an RSS feed. We can download them when we want to and listen to them when we want to. But to me, one of the key things is that a podcast really is more of a dialogue. Right now, sermons are basically a repository for our messages. And it's a great resource, and it's a great way to share it with other people. But to me, I think the church could take podcasting a whole step further. Because a lot of churches, they have, in quotes, podcasts. And we advertise it on our websites. Here's our podcast. It's just our sermons. But to really make it more of a dialogue, you know, is to create a show that is, it's pointed at the listeners. It is something that, you know, we're wanting, we're asking for that dialogue. And I think that's one of the reasons I think we could really take it another step further. And even then, I think podcasting could be something where, yes, we have our sermon at the beginning of the week, but midweek, we could create another show that follows up on the sermon, that carries the baton during the week and keeps the message fresh, keeps the content fresh, and perhaps even responds to questions that were brought up during the sermon. You know, if someone asks those questions later on, and then the pastor or someone else, some other lay leader that's doing this show, can answer those questions and really keep the show going.
I see that potential in youth ministry as well. I think it would be positive to have messages that are delivered there then be discussed by some of the leaders, the youth leaders and the youth who are showing greater spiritual growth, you know, having them come together and talk about what they've been hearing and how they're growing and what's happening in their lives.
Yeah, since most youth, especially when you get into the high school groups, they all have mobile phones, they all have smartphones. And so they have immediate access, just like they do to YouTube, just like they do to Facebook and Twitter. They would have access to these podcasts. And so they can hear their youth leader's voice, or they could even hear the voice of other students during the week, you know, and they're asking questions and they're bringing up ideas and thoughts and conjectures and whatever big words you want to use, or small words, keep it simple. And that's just it. I mean, I've got some ideas that I've been thinking of that we could do, especially at our church, at Trinity Church. Our church has been making a huge emphasis recently on missional living and, you know, missional communities. And so to create a missional life podcast, that every week, during the week, we put out a show that encourages them on their attempt to live out the missional life, to give them tips and thoughts and hear testimonies of other people and how they're making that shift in their life and becoming involved in their community. And I think it would be a great venue to get that kind of a message out. And then you could do We could do the pastor's roundtable, you know, just with the three or four pastors here at our church, or maybe they draw together some of the other pastors in this area, in our community, and talk about different things going on in the community. And perhaps that could be a way that if their different congregations hear that, they hear multiple churches working together, and they hear the different events going on in the community. And so three or four churches are pulling together to serve together. And just by having all the pastors get together and talk and share it with the community. So I know a lot of pastors are already getting together during the week, having lunch or whatever. But to share what they're talking about with others, that could have a completely different effect.
That kind of collaboration is powerful. I see that in education and certainly in youth ministry. I think it would be good for youth ministers to come together and share what's working and what doesn't.
Yeah. And then another one, something that would be kind of new for us would be ECO, the podcast. With this new denomination that's been formed and a lot of questions that are being asked about it and why we even had to make the shift, stuff like that, to hear what's going on within that denomination and what they're working on, to hear some of the new churches that are coming into the denomination, hear some of their stories. It would be a great way to not just read the occasional article about what's going on or having to pull the pastor aside and say, well, what's up with this? If we were openly out there saying, here's what's going on in this denomination. Here's what we're thinking about. Here's the issues. And here's the areas where this denomination is pushing to get other people involved. You know, I think it would be a great way to hear the voices within ECO that way. And it would give it a completely different dimension. I'm not even sure how many other denominations are doing that. I haven't looked. But it would be a neat place for ECO to go. As long as it's a new denomination, let's use new media. And lastly, this is one that I think our good friend Jonathan Cronkite could do, is to create an actual podcast for Holmes Devoted. I mean, he does a blog, and he does the occasional video. But to weekly be out there in the homes of the people that are trying to lead their family in this way, just to get those little tips and to hear the stories of other families and what they're doing, and hearing their voices every week consistently would help them stay consistent as a Home Devoted. Do you guys have any thoughts, any ideas of what the church could be doing as a podcast, or just maybe just yourselves? Is there any other thoughts, ideas that you have thought of?
Well, I want to really focus on, for me, the founding of this country and our founding fathers were based on Christianity. There seems to be a push to downplay that today. And I would like to, using resources that are out there, authentic papers and the like, be able to bring some facts back and help to bring our country back towards Christianity. I feel that it's starting to wane away from it, and we have a lot of false idols that are coming in, whether it be politicians or celebrities. We need to get the facts out about Christianity, and it needs to be taught to the younger people too. They're basically minds full of mush, and it's really important what we give them. Just talking about things as you see them at your age, you know, I think it's a fresh insight.
And it might be interesting to say a student's response to the sermons or something like that, you know.
I guess, like, well, maybe just not the sermon itself, you know. I mean, you have issues that people talk about during youth groups that, you know, you really don't hear covered from this perspective during quote-unquote adult sermons. You know, you get a different look at things. I know that for sure. And almost getting the voice of the youth out there is something that I think would help the church ministry, because it would allow them to spread that to all ages.
So it's more like it's translation for the youth, and hearing it through another
basically,
student's
yeah.
voice helps it sink in with other students.
Yeah, like, you know, issues that people really don't want to talk about, people try to hide. It's something that the church tries to bring out, and that's what the youth church needs to bring that out too. They get down right to the point on the issues, but that's something that we need to spread out, because people are so afraid of, you know, touching on those hard topics, that it needs to be done.
Yeah, I agree with Spencer. I could see a forum with youth coming together and dealing with issues that they are really concerned about. It's not hard at all to get young people to talk. All you have to do is say something like, well, I know you don't have any conflicts with your parents. And as soon as you say that, there's 10 people that want to tell a story. So what would be great is to maybe hear some of those stories and then hear some ways to handle the changes they're going through and many, many other issues, that everything from peer pressure to outfits that they can or can't wear at school, just so many things that are a big deal for kids, and not a lot of people are talking to them about it.
Sounds like you would never be with a need for content in that. There's always new content,
which is definitely great.
Yeah, I mean, just picture, you know, and we have this beautiful facility here, the Beach House, and it's a great place to come on Wednesday nights. I know Spencer looks forward to that and being able to interact with the other kids and then hear, you know, some scripture laid out to them or something. But I'm thinking, and you have that sound system in there, and you have that control room and such, why you couldn't have a weekly podcast there where you have a panel and you've got kids that are being able to talk back and forth, and then that's uploaded, and then you've got kids all over the schools, wherever, that hear kids actually getting down and talking about what they think about, not some grown-up, not some parent, but what they think about it, and being able to communicate that to each other more clearly than I think that we can do.
So that is a lot of really great ideas, and I think Trinity should probably follow through on all of them. And I think it would allow Trinity to really be at the forefront of leading within new media. I think our society is in a unique position to engage in new ways. Trinity should take this opportunity to use new media like podcasting to encourage and interact with our newly forming missional communities, meeting them where they are, keeping the vision alive in their minds throughout the week, and then they can share these podcasts with their friends. And keep in mind that great content is, in and of itself, a great community builder. That makes podcasting the medium for the missionally minded church.